This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Small groups, big groups, this is a convenient way for you to shape the spirit of your day. It's Monday, the 15th of March. The Ides of March are upon us. This is the DJV program, also known as Not Rocket Science. It's the it's radio. It's it's kind of like here we are, the three of us. Victoria still is out, having to recuperate from her operation. I've come up with a new name, ladies, for the program. It's no longer the DJV program. It's the DJ Squared program with both Jennifer and Jay. That would be
two J's are better than one.
That's what I've heard. Yes, thank you very much. Two J's are better than one. How about only one? One D is enough, though. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner are here. Yes, no, and yes, no. Yes, yes, no. It's not rocket science. It is radio, the language of conversation. What we think, what we say, what we put together. I like the fact that during a conversation for a talk show radio sort of forum, that I decided I was going to take credit nationally for being the place to go for information about COVID. And so I will not pull back on that. I think it is important for us to stay on top of it. I think it has proven over and over again every week to be the most important thing that we talk about. The number one issue since the election has been COVID. It's been back and forth, in and out, up and down. And so we focus on what Dr. Fauci said over the weekend, talking about Joe Biden's prediction that the virus, or the vaccine, excuse me, will lead to normalcy by July, by the 4th, in fact. He said it was, quote, quite reasonable, as long as states don't prematurely pull back some of their public safety measures. Is that happening, though? Have some states, I guess depends on who you're talking to, whether it's too soon or not. Jennifer, California, have they pulled back their public safety measures where you are too quickly? Only because Newsom wants to get reelected.
I mean, we're talking about letting 25% of the people dine in now, starting today in Los Angeles. It's taken a year. So, no, yeah. I don't think it's too fast. And I think Dr. Fauci is a sham. And I think that Joe Biden is a sham for saying that July 4th we might get to have a barbecue with a small gathering.
A sham? Well, even, why would you use that word?
Yeah, because even in California, where it has been so closed down, that's been allowed. I hate using that word because we're talking about the government allowing us
to live our lives.
But we're already doing that. So what kind of scam are these two operating, saying, oh, maybe by the 4th of July, if you're good little girls and boys, you can barbecue some hot dogs.
That begs the question, do these two guys sit in a room together and say, okay, what can we do to screw over the American public? Or is
I don't think it happens.
It just is.
I just think that they set a goalpost that's already being met. So what excitement is that?
I also think there's grab-ass mentality here. The government runs the same way most of our businesses and our lives run, by the seat of our pants. So anyway, Fauci said, if you wait just a little bit longer to give the program a chance to increase the protection of our communities, then, and only then, it makes sense to pull back. And that's, you know, it's less risky if we don't have
I think we've now changed what normal is, because, you know, normal's a bad word for whatever. So
beaten into a
pulp. I think when people say we get back to normal, it means no mask. It means being able to sit next to somebody. It means being able to go to a baseball game, to a movie theater in the same ways that we used to go. That, to me, would be normal. So I think by saying that July 4th we might have a gathering and eat hot dogs with a couple of our close friends, I mean, how many people have survived the pandemic by doing just that, eating outdoors? I mean, in California, I can tell you what the rule was. The rule was no more than three families, no more than 10 people. And what they're saying about the 4th of July is just about that. Well, they made the police do that.
All right, so here's what I think should happen on the 4th of July is everybody should have a veggie burger and one of those phony hot dogs, because much better for you, much healthier. All right, we can all pull together on that one. Yes, no.
Big soy dog.
All right, so down in
cheeseburgers.
Nashville, Jay, where you are, what is normal there? What public safety measures are in and out or ought to be? What's the man on the street, the woman on the street, the people on the street? What are they saying about risk?
Well, nobody ever really was enforcing enough of what was going on. So even though there were limitations, a lot of bars kept getting in trouble because they were not following. Yeah. But the latest is bars and restaurants can increase their capacity to the point where, like, museums and stuff, there's no capacity limit. Places that have dance floors, it's a 125 people per dance floor, and they're all allowed to stay open until 1 a.m. now.
Huh. Allowed. I always, yeah, it does sound like we're being, we seem to be being treated by the supposed authorities like children. All right, here's an opportunity for you to take stock of something that has made you, those of us who have had shots, that liberating, euphoric feeling of getting your vaccine. It's thrilling, at least a lot of people. I had an episode this weekend. I went to Connecticut to pick up some stuff for a couple of my trucks, and my truck that I was in broke down. So I had to get a tow home, and on the way, the fellas in the tow truck, very nice guy named Joe Karras from Waterbury, great guy. We had a great conversation, even though he's a little deaf. He could hear what we were saying, and his buddy Mike in the truck with me, and Daisy, as we pulled my truck back to town here, and they're talking about shots, who got shots, who ought to have shots, that sort of thing. And, you know, it's really become almost a status symbol, frankly. Did you get your shot yet? I know that a lot of people who are following me on social media, or they happen to be able to, one way or another, through Facebook or in messages back to me, hey, what's the story with your shots? Do you have one? Are you going to get another one? So here's for all of you who have had this milestone, the first steps, the first one, the second one. You're on the road to being able to live life just a little bit more freely. Here is, I mean, I know you want to share. I even posted mine, my card, on social media. But if you take a selfie holding up your vaccine card, it seems that many of the folks who are quote-unquote experts here, and Jay, I'm going to come to you on this, it's a no-no. The consumer watchdog groups say that this opens you up for some scams. The vaccine card, I suppose, the whole idea of doing it is something that leaves you open to the Social Security scammers, for example, have a new game. They're impersonating agency employees by texting photos of phony badges. You knew that was coming, right? Under the circumstances. So anyway, I'm excited. Don't get me wrong about that. If you're supposed to get a vaccine shot, great. Maybe post a shot of your arm or the sticker. But the selfie thing.
I also heard
thing.
That there's a scam going on where people call and they ask for a credit card number to secure your vaccine, even though that doesn't cost you anything. So that's a big one. You got to be careful.
That's really the only big scam that's going on is the people trying still to get their vaccines. I don't see any information on the card that can be stolen. I mean, your Social Security card's not on there. Yeah. A lot of people don't have their full name listed.
I've heard that, though, that everybody's giving away something by putting up their insurance number or something. Like, I can't remember. I heard the same thing, Doug, but I don't know. I mean, why do people need to post their card online?
That's why I'm just saying what I did. It's sort of a sign. It's a status. You have your card. You get your shot. You know, it's with some people, it's a verification. Okay, now I can be his friend. Or with other people, it could be the verification of, ooh, he's a traitor. He got the shot. Wow, I'm not talking to him anymore.
This is like someone's medical
it's
stuff.
Silly.
Like, why?
Yeah. Yeah. Stop telling people how to live their lives.
It's a traitor. Oh, what of us among them? Oh, no.
That sounds silly when you put it that way, doesn't
it?
We have
gone crazy. Yes.
We have gone crazy. Well, two of the most influential women in radio have said, you heard them. You're crazy. We all are crazy. Jennifer and Jay with Doug on the DJV program, 16 after the hour. When was the last time you really thought about your nose, ladies and gentlemen? Whether you realize it or not, your nose knows. It's your first line of defense against virtually every form of airborne threat, whether it's bacteria, viruses, pollution, allergens. All of these things pass through your nose. That's why most doctors agree it's just as important to keep your nose clean as it is to wash your hands or brush your teeth. Brush up, brush up, brush up. Proper nasal cleansing, easy, 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 easy capeasy, thanks to Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage. What is this? You haven't heard me for the last couple of months talking about Navage? Okay, I'll explain. The world's only nose cleaner that has powered suction. There it is, working. If you've ever tried to use a messy neti pot and you're not going to, you make a mess. You're going to love this Navage because no mess at all. You have started using it. I know the ladies here have done it. They're breathing better. They're sleeping better. That's the thing. In the morning when you wake up, get the Navage tools. You'll get this when you go to Navage.com and order yours. You get it delivered. Comes with batteries, put it together quickly, a couple of minutes, and then every morning and every night, you clean your nose, your nostril, if you will. Navage cleans it all out. The nasty dust is gone, allergens are gone, pollution gone, dangerous bacteria and viruses gonzo. And so remember, as you wash and brush in your morning exercises and nighttime ritual, add that daily nasal cleansing to the list. Navage, backed with a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. Go to Navage.com to order yours and to find out how it works. That's N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We got to move fast here.
Indeed, knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just
power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour here on the DJB program. Music in the background, I love that. That's the sum of that song. Crank that up, will you please, Bill? Did y'all like that song? One more downbeat.
It's a good song.
Yeah, isn't it? It really is good. Yeah. Some of that bus had the wake shift. Yep. Don't fear the... So that's by... who's that? That's the Blue Oyster. Thank you very much. All right. Now, speaking of the music in the background, the Grammys were held last night, and I've taken a poll here, and we have one person on the program who has actually participated in watching the Grammys on TV. So, and it happens, she's in charge of trending things on social media. So we'll talk about the Grammy Awards right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hi, so Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here. It's DJ squared V. I kind of like that. Does it sound awkward when I say that, though? D squared V, two instead of one, I suppose.
Well, yeah, because you just said D squared.
D squared.
Thank goodness we can only handle one Doug.
Yes, at a time. Thank you very much. Okay, so anyway, looks like, Jay, Beyonce broke the record for all-time wins by a woman or any singer, whether they be male or female. She got 28 Grammys. She has had 28 Grammys over her career, and she snagged the best R&B performance, right? That was that.
Yeah.
This song that we're listening to, is that what this is?
R&B performance was with Black Parade, yep. And so she won 28. She is tied with My computer just froze, so I'm, like, losing.
Taylor Swift, I think.
No. She's tied with a male for 28 Grammy wins. Quincy Jones, that's who it is.
Oh.
So she's tied with Quincy Jones for 28, and there's only one person who has 31. I think we can probably agree that Beyonce, before her career is done, she's gonna be holding that title.
Yeah.
And then Blue Ivy is a first-time Grammy winner, Beyonce's daughter, 9 years old. So that puts her in the list amongst the youngest winners.
Really?
One of the youngest winners is part of a sister group, very abstract, from years ago, and the youngest member was 8 years old of the group.
Mm. Oh. Okay. So you watched it. What did you think? How would you rate the show?
I loved it. I thought it was great. It just seemed like with the Grammy Awards, there's more music anyway than most award shows, but still never enough. And seemed like it was back-to-back songs, so many more performances. They did not have a care in the world when it came to timing because they went 30 minutes over, and they did not apologize for it. It was great. Taylor Swift was a big winner, Billie Eilish.
So Swift took home Album of the Year. Songs on this album, Folklore.
Yeah, for Folklore. Best New Artist is Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, she took home a couple awards. She definitely held the night, and everyone's
so why would Megan why would a woman be called a stallion?
That's her name. That's the name she chose, or somebody chose for her. Megan Thee Stallion.
I don't understand. Stallions are men. Somebody have to explain.
Oh, boy, are you sexist?
Gender crap. Come on.
There it is. 28 after, there's the Grammy report.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on our others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments already, you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Myanmar military declared martial law in two townships of the country's largest city, Yangon, after mounting a deadly response to ongoing rallies against last month's coup. Myanmar's military is accused of 38 deaths and dozens of injuries on Sunday against its own people. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. inflation risk is a possibility as the Biden administration dumps $1.9 trillion of borrowed money into the economy. President Clinton's Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers, also directed the Economic Council for Obama, have questioned whether its spending is excessive, given that the broader economy has been remarkably resilient. Police in North Carolina evacuated local businesses Sunday after they found several suspected incendiary devices near a Baptist church and a county building. Police in Brevard, a city in western North Carolina, said several devices were found near the Baptist Church of Brevard. The FBI and ATF have been called in to investigate. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
NASCAR was getting boogity in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday. Martin Truex Jr. overcame an early race smash with the wall and took the lead on the final restart with 25 laps remaining to earn his first victory of 2021 and his first in 31 career starts at Phoenix Raceway. Joey Logano's number 22 Penske Racing Ford came in second, and Joey said he doesn't like second place.
I was surprised he was able to hang with me on that start. You know, I felt like he had a good start too, but I had a good one on the bottom, and I thought the amount I shortcutted it down the dog leg, I thought, boy, I'm going to have him clear. And then we went in the corner, you're still door to door, and when you're door to door, the outside car has control of you. And I'm pretty sure even if I beat him on that start, he was still going to howl me and probably get by me. They had the best car. They tuned it in. We had a good car for sure, but once they tuned it in towards the end of the second stage, that was the best car on the racetrack. He just had to get up front, and he did. And so I'm proud of the Shell Pennzoil team. We did a great job all day execution-wise, you know, staying up front, good pit stops, getting us back up front when we lost our track position, and overall a solid day, a stage win and some points in the second place. So we'll take it. It's not a win. Second hurts, but we'll move on and go to Atlanta.
Atlanta it is. Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 is next Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Marvelous Marvin Hagler has died near his home in New Hampshire. He was 66. Marvelous had to remind David Letterman back in 1985 he legally changed his name to Marvelous.
Last guy that called me Marvin, I tell you, he didn't look too good.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yay! Here we are on the air on Monday, the Ides of March. Everybody know why it's called the Ides of March? Jay? Jennifer?
I do not.
You don't? Aha! Uh-huh. You were absent from school that day?
This was the same thing I said, and that was how many years ago now, Doug?
15?
Today's our 15-year anniversary.
Yes, it is.
What did you get me? Anything? Where's my anniversary gift?
It's a big
in the
kiss.
Mail.
Yes, right, exactly. Actually, you should have gotten it by now. Anyway, so today is the 15th of March, and if you go back in history, there was a little thing called, or there were people in the Roman Empire. There was a thing called the Roman Empire, and it was ruled by a group of Caesars. And one of them was named Julius. And Julius was having a tough time reining in all of the good guys and the bad guys. So there were problems that he could not control. And so he was undone. He was sort of what they're doing in California. That was done during the Roman Empire. They had a recall, only this time it was with a knife. And Julius got it in the back, and as he was dying, he looked at it was Brutus who was responsible, one of his colleagues in the, what do they call it, the directorate, something like that anyway. And he looked at him as he was losing grip, literally, on the empire. And he looked at him and said, "Et tu, Brute? And you, Brutus?" That happened on March 15th. I don't know when it was, what year it was, but it was it's a long time ago. So that's why March 15th is known as the end of that reign, and the March Madness discussion seems to come up. That's what everybody knows about. That seems to always start on the Ides of March. What is the status this year? The 2021 NCAA men's basketball tournament, is there going to be one? Well, last year they had it pretty well in hand. So who's following this? You got money on this over at CRN? Jennifer, you put money on this? No.
You know, the funny thing is that I, of all the sports, I like to play basketball because I can actually see the ball. It's big enough.
Right. You're tall enough so you can. Yeah, no.
So of all the sports, I really enjoyed that one the most. But I don't watch a lot of basketball, and I know there are a lot of fans running around at my respective workplaces that like college basketball, particularly because for the same reasons people like college football. But it is starting. They are playing. The NCAA tournament is in full gear, and it kicks off, so you can get your brackets and have your life ruined, you know, by tomorrow.
Well, isn't that the case with all the betting that goes on, the Super Bowl? At the end of the baseball, all the championship, people put money on it. How much do you put on it?
March Madness is a little bit different because you have to. So it's not like just saying, okay, the Dodgers and the Red Sox, the Dodgers are going to totally kill them and you win a lot of money. It's not like that. See how I did
right.
that?
Right.
It's you create. So before this tournament starts, and I think there's like 60-something teams, you have to go through and pick the outcome and build how you think this whole playoff thing is going to go. It's pretty difficult.
Right. Putting teams together with other teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So, JD, you and your husband imbibe in this?
No, I mean, he does. My husband
does
watches. I don't really follow any college sports.
Yeah, I don't either, frankly. There are very. I don't follow sports at all. A little Red Sox activity here when they can beat the hell out of the Dodgers appropriately or something along that line. I noticed that Drew Brees has called it a career after 20 seasons in the NFL. The last 15 were in New Orleans. He was a 13-time Pro Bowler. I remember when the first time I saw that, I thought, oh, he's a bowler too. Huh. I didn't realize.
Are you kidding right now?
Football.
You're kidding, right?
That's funny.
No, actually,
he's a Pro Bowler.
No,
which is very talented. He can cross sport.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. He's in the Pro Bowls.
Yeah, the Pro Bowl. I understand that in terms of the Super Bowl and football.
Right.
Yes, but I do.
Play on words. I gotcha.
Yes, you play. Thank you.
Just wanted to make sure.
He's 42 years old. How old is Tom Brady? Isn't he 43 or 44?
Tom Brady's 43, and he just re-upped, so that was the other big news of the weekend. And we shouldn't take away from Drew Brees, because he is an incredible part of the NFL, and I'm sure that he is going to go on to do some other things within the NFL.
Well, he'll be
a commentator or something like
exactly.
that, right?
Those
not everybody does that, but he is such an important figure, I think, in sports.
He's so loved. And he's retiring as the NFL's all-time leader in passing yards and pass completions, so, I mean, he has some of his own records that he's leaving with.
He said, when I was hired by the Saints as a head coach in 2006, the very first goal was to establish a functional and winning culture. That's Sean Payton, who's the coach of the Saints, not Mr. Brees, saying that. In doing so, it was vital for us to know what we were looking for in a player, talent, work ethic, that sort of thing, and we found Drew. So he must be, is he like the Gronk? In terms of what other people think of him, most everybody likes Gronk, right?
Well, Gronk, everybody likes because he's kind of like the party dude and fun and all of that. Okay. I don't think that Drew Brees is like the party dude fun guy, but people love him for his talent. He's been a great, solid asset for New Orleans. And I think not that people don't respect Gronk for his talent, because they do, and he is really good. But I think Gronk is likable just because he's such that's not Drew Brees. So.
No. But one of the headlines I saw was that some of the rivals said, well, we won't miss you. It's because they get beaten by pretty much.
And then Brady, what I was going to say about Brady is that last Friday, we all got our cell phones buzzing for a couple of reasons. Number one, J-Lo and A-Rod apparently broke up, but now they're back together, but sort of working on things. I don't know. That's what they said over the weekend.
Isn't that a big thing on social media, Jay?
It's a huge thing. People were crazy about it.
Yeah, Page Six first reported it, but then they released a joint statement saying they are still very much together, but they are working through some things.
What,
yeah,
like
the things are like, he's sliding into people's DMs on Instagram. Well, he's dating J-Lo. Come on, who does that? Jeez.
He does, because he's a dirty, well, okay.
Anyway. But Tom Brady extended with the Buccaneers is the point. That's what I was trying to get out.
Yeah. How much are you getting paid, $30 mil a year?
A lot. I don't even know what the number is, but.
So let's go back to the business. This after a week of talking about the conversation that Oprah had with the royals, there still is a hoopla about this. And I'm quite, the talk, which is the TV show that Sharon Osbourne is on, sort of went on hiatus because the producers want to try to investigate her comments. And what did she say about Piers Morgan? I didn't understand what that, she got into a heated exchange with one of the other people on this program, Cheryl Underwood, about what?
Race. She defended Piers Morgan because Piers is her friend. She didn't defend what he said, but she said, this is my friend, and I know him not to be a
racist. So is Cheryl Underwood black? I don't watch this show.
Yes. Okay. Cheryl Underwood is black.
So she didn't
like
it.
Sharon Osbourne came out and said she had no idea that the producers, because it wasn't just her. I mean, all the ladies kind of ganged up on Sharon Osbourne saying you shouldn't defend this person because, you know, it's not a good look. It makes you look a certain way if you defend somebody for what they said.
What is there about this, about Black Lives Matter? I had this conversation on the phone with somebody last night. The point that we have gotten to a point where it is beyond the point that we need. One of the good things about this program is I can't be canceled because it's my program. So I can pretty much say what I want. And I think what I'm saying is I'll reflect on it well, because I don't want to be considered someone who's out of step with the mainstream. But I guess I would wonder why I would be out of step if I'm expressing myself on a program that encourages people to express themselves, i.e. The Talk. So they're going to have a hiatus in the show to sort of smack Sharon Osbourne around to get her to think like the rest of them do. We've gone a little bit too far with this thing, I think. Not that we ought not to be recognizing the problems that come from lack of equality. I have spoken out readily and rapidly lately about in agriculture how black farmers get screwed by the government, by the lending institutions. Black people can't borrow money to buy land to increase the size of their farm. They've had unbelievable prejudice against them. So I want to speak about that. That sort of thing is what bothers me. But not this general, everything the blacks seem to do is good, and anytime any white person says anything about it, it's bad. Come on. At some point, let's put the brakes on this a little bit to actually analyze what's going on and what really needs to be done versus some of this stuff that is, I mean, Oprah really kind of cranked this up when you looked at her eyes when Megan, said what she did about somebody being prejudiced because Archie was, they're worried about the color of the skin of the baby and all that stuff, which is pure nonsense. It shows you what a bunch of morons they are in Buckingham Palace or somebody is there. And so, you take that thought, and then you work it over, and then Oprah raises her eyebrow. Ooh, what about this black thing? And it's out of context. Or at least it seems to me it's out of context. I don't know, maybe I'm not seeing the big picture here. I just find that you never win by hitting people over the head with stuff. You do it in a way that makes people more conscious, if you will, of whatever the issue is. And certainly in this country, and around the world, people of color, people who have dark skin, have had huge prejudice lodged against them and difficult lives to live, all of that stuff for no good reason, because there's no difference. And this is probably where I'm coming from. There's no difference in my mind in the black skin color, white skin. I don't care what color your skin is. But apparently, I'm in a minority.
That's not enough anymore, though, because the movement now calls for equity instead of equality. And so for many people who were raised, treat everybody the same and treat everybody, you know, don't see skin color, that doesn't seem to be enough. Here's what Sharon said, and then you can decide if it's offensive or not. She said, did I like everything he said? Did I agree with what he said? No. Because it's his opinion, it's not my opinion. I support him for his freedom of speech, and he's my friend. I'm not racist. I don't care what color or what religion anyone is. Are you a nice person? That's what I judge you on. So then Cheryl Underwood comes out and says, what would you say to people who may feel that you're standing by your friend? It appears you gave validation or safe haven to something that you uttered that is racist, even if you don't agree. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
And then
right.
she responds and says, educate me. Tell me where you've heard him say racist things. I very much feel like I'm about to be put in the electric chair because I have a friend too many people think is racist, so that makes me a racist. Right. Now, she tweeted an apology saying she offended everybody, and so she was sorry
for it. Why should she apologize for what she
Now, thinks? She said she was blindsided, that she had no idea that they were going to talk about this, and then
which
now
is so inaccurate. I mean, if you saw not just a clip from that episode, but actually watched the full exchange from the start of the episode to the end of everything that was going on before they introduced Lisa Vanderpump, there's no way that she was blindsided, because she Cheryl Underwood even began the show, Mrs. O would like to address concerns she has received for supporting her friend, Sharon, and then Sharon goes into it. And it wasn't about what the rest of the talk co-hosts were saying about her. She was bringing up to the comment of what all these other people were saying about her, and she wanted to address it. And the talk co-hosts were explaining to her why so many people were upset. Each and every one of them said numerous times that they did not believe Sharon was racist.
Mm-hmm. So why is the show on hiatus, is the question. What, CBS is all worked up about
because of a certain in the episode, an exchange between Sharon and Cheryl, they just want to make sure that it's only a 2-day hiatus. They just want to kind of do their part. I don't think anything's going to happen of this, because if you watch the full exchange, not just a clip, Paramount Plus is doing 30 days free. Go watch this. It's season 11, episode 109. Do your own research.
Wow, good for
it's
you.
It's not as bad. All right, I mean, so here's, it's really not as bad as everybody's
here's what's
about.
Bad.
She was not blindsided.
Breonna Taylor gets shot in her house. That's bad. That was a racist incident, it seems to me. So there were marches over the weekend, because it's been a year, if you can believe it, since that whole thing took place. And there were some marches. So what happened in L.A., Jennifer, with a patrol car that ran over some of these protesters?
The patrol car not necessarily ran over. They were jumped on by a lot of protesters.
Okay.
So
misrepresentation by the news media.
Well,
I haven't seen the video of it.
Two things can be true at the same time, right? But if you're jumping in front of a car or on a car, that's a problem. But yeah, there was a protest this weekend in L.A. I think there was one in Oregon, in Portland, and in Seattle.
Louisville, where this all took place, yeah.
Right. And so video, of course, comes out, and they show police in riot gear. And so then people go nuts that the police were in riot gear. Well, that's because they were going into a riot. 11 people were arrested, five of them.
You go into a riot.
What's interesting
riot
is that five of them were arrested on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon on a police officer, which were more deadly weapons than were used in the Capitol riot, by the way, just as a side note.
Yeah. So you know it's what. Yep.
Yeah, so there was a big to-do about whether or not the LAPD handled this in the right way. You know, I don't know what else you're supposed to do. I don't know if you just let people go. That hasn't worked. If you bring police in, then that, you know, people go nuts about that. I don't know what you're supposed to do. Can't people, if they're out there to protest, do it peacefully? Why does it always have to be about destruction?
I think, in part, the news media being there creates an atmosphere where people, look, I'm on camera. Let's make some noise. You know, that kind of stuff. All right. Thoughtful and provocative. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Monday, March 15th is upon us. Yes, I went through all the Ides of March stuff. Now it's Tech Talk time. As Victoria is still out for a couple of more days, it's the heavy weight of the world of technology comes onto my shoulders. And we'll find out what the judge's ruling is regarding Google in just a moment.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
All right, let's get to some tech talk. A judge has ruled that Google has to face the lawsuit that claims it tracks users. You're getting tracked if you're connected to Google in any way. So this California judge has ruled Google has to face the class action lawsuit. Lawsuit claims that this company, as a whatever entity, whatever it is, secretly collects data on you. Even when they're using the private incognito mode, three users filed a complaint alleging Google has a pervasive data tracking business and its tracking persists even if users take steps to protect their private information. using incognito mode, supposedly in Chrome. Didn't make any difference. They're still taking your info and selling it or using it. And so these people are trying to get $5 billion out of Google. Google had sought to have the case thrown out, but the judge wrote in her ruling, the company did not notify users that Google engages in this data collection while the user is in private browsing mode. The company said in a court filing that it makes clear to users that incognito does not mean invisible and that the user's activity during that session may be visible, the websites they visit, and any third-party analytics. You know what this is? This is semantics, and this sounds like legalese. It's incognito and not invisible. Come on. Give me a break. These people are not stupid, and they got it. So a spokesperson for Google said that the company disputes the lawsuit's claims, will defend ourselves vigorously against them. Yeah, of course, that's what they all say. So they've got a lot more money than these other people do. But see, that's how the court system is rigged. If you don't have a lot of money, you can't, you know, take advantage of what really ought to be just part of the law, make it easy and even. Netflix is going to begin to hint, they have started actually over the weekend, at the end of account sharing. If you do that, listen to this.
The Geek Out.
Concurrent viewers is a streaming industry term meaning the number of people using the same account to access the same subscription at the same time. This is account sharing, which is as common as bottled water. Now, as streaming services have grown their user bases, they've allowed sharing of accounts as a means of growing interest, but now it's starting to cut into the profits and efforts to cut down on account sharing are becoming more common. In fact, last week, Netflix began to message users using the same account but from different locations with an offer for a free 30-day trial. A somewhat passive-aggressive nudge, but a pretty clear first step at limiting account sharing. This is happening, y'all, so we've tweeted some details over at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, so there's one item of interest for those of you who are flyers that don't want to fly on the 737 MAX. You better look now. Most of the airlines are printing in their information about flights when you line them up, what kind of a plane it is. A lot of people are just boycotting the 737 MAX, which is now in service fully around the world, except in China, where they've decided not to fly the 737s. It'll be interesting to see how long that lasts. Meanwhile, it's 59 past the hour. You're listening to the Daily DJV.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.